Rabbi Shimon says that a turin shleigiyas manen, that is someone who's makdish these turin, these doves, that they're too young. The locher can only use it when it's older. You makdish it before its age. So locher is meilam behen, he holds yes, not like the Mishnah before that there's no isamila. Rabbi Shimon holds yes, there is an isamila chal. But the opposite way around, let's say you makdish ben ayoina, those are young pigeons. You makdish them when they're too old already, they can't be used for korban. Then he also agrees with Tanakamah that you know what I have on from it, but there's no isamila. Since you're makdish it, and it's not fit to be brought for korban, we have before birds, you can't be paida, so therefore it has no isamila on it. Therefore, le merlin. But in the ratio, that's the machloka. The Tanakamah says in both cases there's no isamila. And Shimon holds yes, that by oifais, if you're makdish to turin before when they're too young, so still it's chal nisamila. Now the Gemara says, Bishtoim, it's very good to understand. Bishtoim, Rabbi Shimon, it's only time. We understand that Shimon's reason is like this. Like he says the Gemara in Zvachim even, that Rabbi Shimon used to say that called Haroyo Liyachazman, anything that's fit even to be used for us tomorrow, Vegdisha Batech Zmanoi, and you're makdish today, as a Rehu Beloisa say, you're over in Isalav, just v'yein bekoros, there's no isekoros. There was a machloikis about shchut echutz, that if you shech the korban outside the base of mikdash, so you chayiv koros. But it has to be only a korban that's fit to be brought inside, that has to be fit to be brought inside the base of mikdash. So the machloikis, let's say, was oisev yispanoi. In the case where, let's say, you shechted, let's say, the kid today, and now you will makdash the mother. So the question is, today the mother is not fit to be brought inside, because there's an iser oisev yispanoi. But tomorrow it is fit to be brought. So Shimon holds, if you makdish it today, l'maisa the kedusha is chal on it. Just if you shecht it outside today, he holds you're not chayiv koris, because it wasn't fit to be brought inside today. So you're not chayiv koris, but l'maisa you chayiv alav. So I call upon him, we see, even though when you makdish it now, it's not fit to be used, but since tomorrow it will be fit to be used, it has kedusha on it. And therefore, if you shecht it bachutz, he holds you chayiv, you're over alav. So it's good in the Mishnah. If you makdish these birds too early, the kedusha is still chal. That's what is in this amila. So it's good, Rabbi Shimon. The question is, Elo Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, how could they say the isa is not the kedusha, is not chal, there's no isamila? Maishtam and mechusas man, why is it worse than any korban? The locker ridge, you can't bring a korban until it's at least 7 days old. On the 8th day, you can first bring it. So if somebody's makdish the behema when it's 1 day old, the kedusha is chal. So why here also, if you makdish these birds too early, wash in the kedusha b'chal and you bring it first later? So we are matay like this. Mechusas man, midi di hevi album. That is the halacha that can be makdish a mechusas man, and we learn it out from the b'chor. Every b'chor is that way. As soon as the b'chor is born, it has kedusha merechem, and at that time it's not fit to be brought for korban. Still you see the kedusha is chal. But what's the pshat? Because even if it becomes the baal mum later, the animal, the bar pigeonhu, the lochridge, it could be poida, the animal takes the kedusha off. So always the story is, if it's a strong kedusha, then you could take it off through pigeon. So that's why by behemoth, since the kedusha is so strong, it could even be chal, koidim zman, when it's mechusa zman, before it's 7 days old. Or that's why mechusa zman works. Aval hani yofis, but here we're talking about be makdish a bird. You want to be makdish these turin, and you makdish them before when they're too young to be used for carbon. So birds are different. Kivon diyein mum poisel b'yoifois. Locus, if you have an oif, there's no psul ba mum. And even when it becomes a mechusar eivar, you can't be poida or oif. The kedusha it has, the mashma is not that strong, it's kedusha. And therefore, you can never take off the kedusha of an oif. So therefore, that's the klava. Kivun dein mum place to be oifis, aim the oifis pigeon. While oifis have no pigeon, you can't be poid, you can't take off the kedusha. So the Rashi's mazba, the svar is then, you see the kedusha is not that strong on a knife. So therefore, when is there a kedusha to be chal, that you're over the isamila, that's when the oif is fit to be used. But in here, where these b'nei tyrin, they're tyrin, they can only be used when they're older, when their feathers turn yellow. And if you makdish it now when the younger before that zman, since it's not fit to be used, that's the Rabban Svar to say, there's no isamila chal. The kedusha is not that strong, there's no isamila chal on it. Another one says, Omar Ulam Rabbi Yechanan, Kodshim Shemesu is Yotsu Madei Milo Dvataru. you have a regular korban, and then it dies. It dies by itself. The loch is when it's dead, the kedusha goes off. There's no more yisamila. It's not aimed to bring for korban anymore. So the yisamila goes off. That's the swara. That's midiraisa. Could be midirabon. There's still yisamila on it. But I call upon a midiraisa. We said the yisamila goes off. Yosavul ul was sitting down. O komolo lashmati saying. So yosavul ul komolo. He said over this halacha lashmati to. Omule Rav Chizda said. Man Shmilucho, who listens to you like Ula? Well, Rabbi Yochanan Rabachan, to your Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan Nos, who listens to you? In other words, he argues. Rav Chizda wanted to argue. As he asked the question, V'chi Kedusha Sheben Leichen Ocho, like where did the Kedusha go? The Mice said, was a korban, it had Kedusha on it. So just the fact that it dies, so what? What happened to Kedusha? Where'd it go? So he holds that Chur still be Yosem Midiraisa. Omalei, so Ula said back, Omalei tikshe maftis and say, I have a question for now Mishnah. Turin shlegiyaz manon, says now Mishnah before. The maftish these turin before it came the zman. Or also, b'nei yarno you maftish these young pigeons, shrafas man after the zman passed by. Says the Mishnah loinen and loinmailin. Then with the rabban in both cases, that you can't have an no from it, but there's no way similar. So, chur hochinam here now Mishnah also asks the same question. Neymo, kedusha sheven lechinoch, what happened to the kedusha? So one pshat says the mash medika kashrus from bnei turim, from bnei yona. There it's mash. Even though you makdish it before when it was young, but the mice now when it gets older, the mash the kedusha goes off by itself. So he asked the same question in the Mishnah. What happened to the kedusha? So he said like this. The menach nami omla answered back and said, "Mardina lechal agreed to you like this. The yika mila mid rabbonim. That's true. I agree to you that what shalva the yursas are here. That I'm asking to you. You're right. The midiraisa the mila goes off." The shalu is though you mashma there's still is the milu with rabbanin. The kashya, that was my question. Mi kamidya through anything, to mi kara lo yispe mila. At the beginning there's no istamila, or lipsaif yispe mila. At the end there is an istamila. How could that be? So now it's mashma that at least by the bnei turin at least, that where you makdish them before, you makdish the bnei turin before it's man. So at that time the kedusha was not chal. So if the kedusha is not chal, what kind of svar is it that there's no kedusha midiraisa? Then the rabbanon should be chal. Like this, shleim if it's once chal midiraisa, I could understand why it's still midirabbanon. But in the case where it was never chal midiraisa, what kind of svar is that there should be nistamila midirabbanon? So Mar says that. What kind of question is that? V'loy v'yika dam. There's a klal of dam. We have before in the Mishnah timikora les beimila. By dam, there's no istamila midiraisa on dam. If we said after the dam of the Kachim goes out to Nachal Kidron, is Beimil, there is an Isamila. It's none we learned. Dam, when you mark this, with the dam of Karbonis, when you first make this Rika, there's no Isamila on that dam. Yotzal Nachal Kidron, later when the dam goes flowing out to Nachal Kidron, then Meulimba, then there is an Isamila. So here you see, Shaykh to have something that Midiraisa, there's no Isamila at all, and the only made an Isamila Midirabonin. So that's Pshat Namishno, so by his Bnei Tairin, that Midiraisa is not Chal, is according to Rabbanan, the Yisamil at all, but it's only Yosem and Rabbanan. So I'm like this. The Gemara says, I'm going to tell like this. Hosem Nami Yike Mila Mikoratari. No, there's also Mila. By Dam also, it's possible there was Mila before. What does that mean to say? Because the Yom Arav Rav says like this, that Hamek is Dam, the Behemas Kochim. Let's say you have a Behema that you're Makdish, a regular Korban, and let's say you just make a cut thing, you take out some blood. You stam make his dam, not dam shchita. But stam, you have a cut thing, dam comes out. Yom Rav, make his dam le behemas kochim, osa bano, it's osa bano, umayla bazin isamila. So kids, by dam, could be a little bit different. There, it's possible to have an isamila even midiraisa. So therefore, later, even though when you make this rika, we have psukim to say in that dam, there's no more isamila. But it's not so sure to say the Rabbanim maybe put the Yisamila back on later. But that was a little bit bothering when our Mishnah though, by these two rims, since there was no Mila at all, how come later the Rabbanim becomes Asa? That's the way it is, such a call like that. That even though there's no Yisamila Midiraisa, but the Rabbanim can still be Asa. Gufa, what we just say, Omarafun Omarav, Hamek is Dam, Lebehemas Kochim, somebody has a korban, and now he gives a cut there, and blood comes out. Not through a shchita, just tell me cut the animal. Is also bano. It's also to have any have enjoyment from that dam. Or meilim boy, if you have hanor, but the shavapruti over nisamila, you have to be in carbon and carrying b'chaimish. So most of Ramnu has a question like this: It says Chol of Hamukdoshim. If you have a behemoth that's a korban and the keva, and it has milk, or else ubeit say turim. The eggs that come out from these birds, if you makdish a bird for korban, these turim, and if you lay eggs, locher is loynen of loymoylen. You're not allowed to have enough from it, but there's no isamila. So here we see yotze, what comes out from the korban, has no isamila. So why is dam different than the milk? Omele sebach like this. Ki karmina legabi dam. When do I say there's nisamila only by blood? The lay miskayemis b'loy dam. Because an animal can't live without blood. So therefore it's as far to say the blood is like part of the behemoth, part of the goof of the animal. Therefore just like there's nisamila on the goof of the animal, who are then on the dam also is nisamila. Avol cholov, but the milk. To come a karmina b'loy cholov, the animal could live without milk. If so, light, therefore it's not called part of the animal, and therefore on the milk taka there's no isam. Even by milk we said here there's no isamila. Now the Gemara says, Mosiv of Mishashi, it says, Hazevel via perish of a chotzer, you have the manure that you have in the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash, is a nenin via moilin. As even this manure, the waste that came out of the animals of Kachim, there's no isamila on it. Just for yiplo demel lelishcha, because halacha is the gizbe has a right to sell them, and the money they put into the lishcha, into the kupa to use it for better gabayis. So reshen amai hachinam here also lo mekayin b'lei perish, an animal can't live without having the waste inside it. So for sure the waste should also be called part of the animal, so it should have nisamilu on the perish. So it's I'm gonna tell you now, ami my iri hadein perish demin alma kasilo. That this junk, like the waste, the pshat is new food comes in and goes out, then again new food comes in. It's not the same food that stays there. So that's not called part of the animal. But dam, megufu, but blood comes from the goof of the animal itself. So therefore, even though we let out blood, like new blood, but dam is more part of the goof itself. So therefore, by dam, there is Mr. Mila. But for gedam, megufu, yeah. Tony says what lanen of lemoilin, the dom of lelishcha. By kovonim it says that by perish here, it says by this perish there's no isamila. By kovonim he's supposed to sell it. The gizba should sell it, and with the money he'll give the money to the lishcha. Yes, Amor says misale l'Rabbi Lezer. There's a right to Rabbi Lezer. The Amor Rabbi Lezer says that komokim shomachom. Rabbi Lechem said kodesh v'yena kodesh. Rabbi says something is kodesh, but it's not that kodesh. In other words, this halacha. That's loy nenin v'loy moilin. There's no isamila on it. So what do you do with it? The dom of yipul lishcha and echnami. The gizba has a right to sell that thing, and the money puts into the lishcha that they use it for the badik habayis. So that's this halacha over here. This parish that comes out of behemus kachim, that it itself there's no isamila on it. But I'll call upon him the money of it. It belongs to hegdish, and therefore when hegdish sells it, the money goes to the lishcha. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says. Cholov hamukdoshim, milk that comes out from a korban, or else ubeit say turin. Yeah, this korban is oif, and it comes to lays eggs. So that's the din lanenu b'lemelon. There's no isamila midiraisa, but you should not have enough from it. The medav amurim was this said mekotchim mizbeach. Only if this korban was omit from mizbeach, then we say the chol that comes out of it has no isamila on it, because the milk that comes out is not omit to be put on the mizbeach. It has no kedushas aguf on it. And therefore, there's no isamila. Avu b'kotche bedek habayis. When you first makdish a behema for the bedek habayis, then hikdish tanagurlis merlin bobe beitzoso. If you makdish the chicken, even the eggs that come out later also has a kedushas damam on it, and there'll be an isamila. Hodin chamur, even if you makdish a donkey, merlin bobe cholbo, the milk that comes out also will be also. The kedushas bedek habayis means kedushas adamim. So it all has value. So you makdish the value of it. So if you have any hanor from these things, you'll be over in isamila. So more says, Elagambi mizbeach ki akdish shokdushas domim lo yispei mila. The more is medayik master from the Mishnah that there's no way that the milk of a korban you could have an isamila on it. Even if you only makdish an animal, that with the value of this animal you should use to buy a korban. That's what's mashma. So the question is, why not? The if you only makdish an animal that you want to sell this animal and the money buy a korban, so bite it has kedushas damim on the animal right now. So even the milk that comes out should also have kedusha. And in that case, that milk should go in nisa mila. The Mishnah is mashma, the only time there's nisa mila on the milk is only when only has a kedushas bedik abayis. But mashmi any time for the mizbech it doesn't have it. So the question is why not? So Mor says yes. Amar papa, really I'll tell you chasuri mech, something is missing here in the Mishnah. And really, this is the way it should be learned. When does it say in the Mishnah in the Reisha that when you mark the shit for Mizbeach, it has no kedushas, when you mark the shit for the Mizbeach, that it has no kedusha on the milk, kishehegdisho kedushas aguf, agavi Mizbeach, only if you mark this payment to be brought for Korban. When you mark this payment to be brought for Korban, then the milk has no kedusha, because it can't be brought for Korban. If you only makdish an animal that you want the domim of it to be sold like, and the domim to buy a korban, then that halacha, the same halacha like nas, it's made kemisha kedush lebedek abayis, the same halacha like you makdish it lebedek abayis, and therefore higdish tanagolus moylem bo lebeit sasa chamur moylem bo vecholba enechnami. If you makdish even this tanagol to be sold, and the dummy should be used for carbon, or else the chamorua that you want to use its milk, even if it has milk, since you makdish it to be used, that the dummy, the value of it should be used to buy a carbon, so right now it only has a kedushas dummy. And this kedushas dummy is to be sold, to be used on the mizbeach, senechnami. Then lamaisa there would not be, then there would be nisamila. But the ratio of the Mishnah means when you makdish the animal itself. So when you makdish an animal itself, enechnami, then there's only kedusha on the animal itself. And these things that come out, that we had this for us before, there's no wisamila, not on the eggs, and not on the milk that comes out. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, kol haroyi lemizbeach, anything that's fit to be used for the mizbeach, kol haroyi lemizbeach, v'loy lebedek abayis, there are certain things that's not fit to be used for the bedek abayis. We'll see, the Mishnah will explain this. You have your gimel here. The letter of Eros Lebedek Abayis, something you mark as Lebedek Abayis, the Lele Mizbeach, and it's possible not to be used for Mizbeach at all. Again, that the Lele Mizbeach, now, Lele Mizbeach, Lele Lebedek Abayis, is something it could be, it can't be used not for the Mizbeach and not for the Lebedek Abayis. You could be makdish this, and still the Kalal is, Moilim Bo, there could be an Istamiler on it. So Mishnah explains, now, Kate, what's the case? Hikdish Bor Molimayim. You have a ditch full of water, and you mark the shit. Or else, let's say, Ashpois Malaya Zev, you have a junkyard full of manure inside it. Or else, Shevech, you could have a bird case, a bird, a Shevech, that's like a nest of birds, Molayen, full of pigeons. Or else, Elon, a tree, Molay Paris, full of fruits. Sada, Molay Salm, a field, full of grass. So, Moylum Behen, Vamasha Batechai. There's not much Nisimilo on these things, and what's inside it? So, Rashi explains that the bor malayimayim, that's real lebedek abayis. If you use a labinion, lots of tit, you can make cement from it. So that's called something that's not fit for the mizbeach, and even for nisach hamayim, it's not fit. You don't take special word for meishaluach, but I'll call upon him, it's fit for the lebedek abayis. So that's one case that's not fit for the mizbeach, but fit for the lebedek abayis. Now, ashpo malayizev is the manure. Rashi says it itself is not fit, not for mizbeach, not for lebedek abayis. You can't use it for either places. But still, it has a nisamila, and it has a kedushas domim, and hegdish has a right to sell it and get money for it. The ilan moly peris, let's say, I'm talking about, let's say, a vine, so therefore the grapes could be used for the mizbeach. So those vines, grapes, they're not fit for the bedek abayis, you can't use it to build with, it's too soft, but it could be used for the mizbeach. So all these different type of things, that either the water here is fit for the bedek abayis, or the manure is fit for neither, or else this wine is fit for the mizbeach. In all these cases, when you makdish them, it is chal kedushas aguf on it. It has an issa mila. You're having hanor from hegdish. Avul, the Gemara says, what's going to be? In hegdish bor, you first makdish a bor, and then v'yachakach nismalamayim, then later it first filled up with water. Rost ashpa, you first will makdish a junkyard. V'yachakach nismalazev, then it first got filled up with zev or with manure. Rost shevich, v'yachakach nismalayenim. You had a shevet, you had a nest, a bird nest, and then it got filled up with pigeons. Or else, Elon, your first marked is just a tree. And then, Yachakach Nismalapar, then later it gave off fruits. Or else, Sodi, your first marked is the field to Hegdish. And then, Yachakach Nismalas, and then later first grew grass. So, in all these cases, is Moilon Behen. You only have Milon, the first thing that you are marked is the tree, or the field, or the boar. But, V'yeimolim Amasha Batechai. What comes in later, either the gedulim, what grows, or the shrach of hegdish, that has no isamila. Milu is only what you are makdish b'teh first. These things you won't makdish b'teh, it has no kedusha. Rabbi Yosef Yagizin says, "Ha makdish es hasod v'ilun moilun v'hen uv'gedulun." He also swore, if you makdish the tree of the field, since these things grow out of it, then there would be a nisa kedusha on it. Mifnei shehen gedule hegdish. This he agrees that something that grows out of hegdish, that also has a nisa milu, even though you weren't makdish of a ferish. But in the first case is the burr full of water, that he would not say. Only in the case here, the tree that grows, Kudula Hegdish, that he agrees. Now, Vlad Hamusheris. Let's say you have a behemoth Misa. You have a Misa behemoth, you had 10 animals, and you took them out, and the 10th one becomes a Misa behemoth, and happened to be in a keva. And Lalochar is Loyonic Min Hamusheris. Let's say it had a kid, let's say it had a baby before, even before you made Meiser out of it. He had a cow, and it gave birth already. And now you make that one to be the Meiser Behema. So nice, you can't let the young one nurse anymore from its mother. Since it became a Meiser Behema, it has a korban, it's also to have a no from it. You can't let the young one nurse from it. That's called Loyonik Min HaMasharos. V'acherim do misnadvim kain, v'lahap in anacherim are misnadvim kain. Other people, they make like a Tanai. Rashi says, Klema, V'stam v'ad yosel in it. Minatham, you can't have a no from it. But some people make a Tanai like this. That when they're misnadiv, should they make a Tanai? Like before they make this animal to become the Maisa Behema, they say clearly, they do not want the milk to become Kodesh. So they can make such a Tanai that later they're allowed a nurse from the kid, from the mother. That's called V'achir misnadivim came, they can make a Tanai. Like Maisa Behema, you know which one's going to be the 10th one to come out. You counted 9 already. So before the 10th one comes out, before you give a Din Kedusha on it, and you see it's in a cave, and you know it has a kid already, you want it to nurse the kid, so you have a right to make it Tanai in the Kedusha, and be Makdish this Behema to be the Maisa Behema, but I do not want the milk to become Kodesh. And then you will be allowed to use the milk. The similar is, Lo Yonek Min HaMukdoshim. If you have a korban also, you can't let the kid nurse. But the Achirim is not contained, the same thing. Other make a Tanai, the Hegdish also. But before the Makdish, they make this Tanai, that they don't want the milk of the animal to become Kaddish. And therefore the Vlad is allowed to nurse from its mother still. The Chayim, the same thing, HaPoalim, workers, Lo Yochlim and HaGregorois Hegdish, that a worker that's working that's on a field of Hegdish, he's not allowed to eat. Even though by a regular person, the Poalim, the workers, are allowed to eat from the field. But here they're not allowed to eat from it. Here a poilim cannot eat from the gregris. Here a poilim lo yochlam la gregris of hegdish. V'chein Torah mikashin hegdish. If you have your animal working on a field of hegdish, so you have to muzzle it. Here you'll have to muzzle up your animal that should not eat the kashin and the foods of hegdish. Since hegdish is also banor, it's also to let your animal eat from the hegdish. It's mostly like this. Ketoni we learned Vlad Hamusaurus, the Vlad of this Maisa Behema, lo yonik. They can't nurse him in the Masaurus from its mother. How do we know this from? Omer Rav Achtava Barami Asi, I learned it out from Havor, Havor, Mebechor. Learn it out from Bechor. Whereas by a Bechor, Ma Bechor, Moilim Boy, by a Bechor is only a Zohar. So Pshit, everything is Asa, like there's no milk by a Bechor. So everything in the animal is Asa. So we learn out, Havor, Xerah Shava, that Maisa Behema is the same Aloch like a Bechor. Meaning to say, even if Maisa Behema is in a cave, it is the same Aloch, everything is Asa. Is that chol of Hamusaris Merlin Bahuadin, the chol of a Maisa Behema? Even though it happens to be in a cave and it has milk, that milk is also lasa. Chol of HaMekdoshim Nami, Asi Ima Ima Bechor, all other Kabbonis also says Tachas Imoi Zayin Yom, the first 7 days has to be by its mother. It says by Bechor that Lashin. So the kid said, Dika Limud is that Bechor is a Zohar, and a Zohar doesn't have any milk. So everything is also. So Zerush Shav is teaching us, the same by Bechor, everything is also. Who didn't buy a Maisa Behema, even though it could be in a Keva, still everything is also. Then the Mishnah says, HaPoilim Lo Yechlu, a worker should not eat. My time, what's the reason? By a regular worker, when he works on your field, the local is, he's allowed to eat when he's working. Omer Rav Achtav Obarami, Yonko, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisach Shem Shor Bedishoy. So, Chudakash is another on the person, on the Shor also. The Torah says, Lo Yisach Shem, you're not allowed to muzzle up your Shor when he works. Mean to say you have to let him eat. But the dig is bedisha, disha shaloch. For loy disha shalhegdish, only yosa on your disha, on your threshing. On yours you can't let him eat. But not shalhegdish, shalhegdish is muta. I mean, if I care. But disha shaloch, you're not allowed to muzzle him up, you have to let him eat. But loy bedisha shalhegdish. But disha shalhegdish is also. even though he's threshing on Hegdish's fields, you can't let him eat. There's an Issa Hano, you can't let your animal eat from Hegdish. Hadash Kilonim, let's say he's threshing Kiloyim, that's type of beans, kidneys, Rashi says mint kidneys type of beans, Kasa, the Hegdish in the field of Hegdish, Mol Ibiyo with the Issa Mila, because the mice you're having Hano from the field when you thresh there. It's a question, first of all, I have the tallish bina. There's no Issa Mila on karka itself. It has to be something that's taken off from the karka. It can't be something that's mechubar. So who are din about the karka itself? There's no Issa Mila. Like, not over Issa Mila if you have Hano from the karka itself. So Akhir told me here, if you thresh on the fields of karka, you're over in Issa Mila. So my answer is, Omravina Shmamino Avko Mayolo. Here the pshat is, when you're threshing this type of kalilin, or this type of beans, when you're threshing on the floor, the pshat is the dust of the floor comes up, and the dust gets mixed up with the beans, and that makes the beans well. That's good for the beans. Therefore it's called you having hanor, not from the goof of the karka itself, but from the avak, from the dust that comes up. And therefore, that's the yisamila. So if I'm in a karka itself, there wouldn't be an yisamila. But here this avak, the dust that comes up, on this karka there's an yisamila. Yeah. Here, now the Mishnah says, Vaita, Shrosh He'ilon. If you have the roots of a tree, Shel Hedjit, let's say the tree belongs to a Hedjit, Ha'boyim Shel Hegdish, but the roots grow further and go into the Hegdish Tikka field. Or else the opposite way, Bishel Hegdish, you have a tree, Bika belongs to Hegdish, Shaboyin Bisod Hedjit, gets nourishment, the roots go through a regular person's field. Talachar is Lenenin Vloy Merlin. You're not allowed to have a nor from this. But Midirai says no Issa Mila either. Rashi says that Lina Basim go bust of the tree itself, the Lina Bas Ilon. Vilon Bishal Hedjit Koy, the tree is by the Shal Hedjit. That's in the ratio. We have the Shrosh Ilon Shal Hedjit, since the tree itself belongs to Hedjit, even though the roots grow out and go into the Hedjit's field, but still there's no Issa Mila, since the Ika of the tree is growing Bishal Hedjit. What about the other way? Now, really, in the Gemara Barbasus Mashma that we're talking about now, the roots itself, not the tree itself. Therefore, the roots is like this. In the Reish, we're talking about the Shrosh Elon Shel Hedjit. It was a Hedjitika tree, but its roots went out and went into Shel Hedjit, into Hedjitika field. And it stands there with less than 16 amas away. In other words, the roots do not grow more than 16 amas away from the tree. So therefore the roots go after the tree, and since the ikka of the tree belongs to Hedjit, therefore there's no Issa Mila on the roots, even though it's growing now through a field of Hegdish, because these roots go after the tree. But in the Sefer that we're talking about now, Bishal Hegdish, it was a Hegdish ikka tree, but the roots go very far away, go more than 16 amas away from the tree, the roots go away in the ground, and then it comes into a Hegdish ikka field. So then we say the root in the Hegdish field has no Issa Mila Midiraisa. Since it's more than 16 amas away from the tree, it's like not bottled to the tree anymore. It's called like by itself now, these roots. And since these roots are growing through a field of Hedjit, or a regular person's field, therefore there's no Issa Mila on the roots. That's called Lainanin. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hamayin? Let's say you have a well. That comes out through a Hegdish Tikka field. In other words, we're talking about now where the real root of the well is from a Sodesh Shachulin, a regular person's field. Just as well goes through a field of Hegdish also. So, in such a case, that you're not supposed to have a law from the water, calls them on the water, is on the Hegdish Tikka field, but there's no Issa Mila. It was not called to be Nenim and Hegdish, since this Mayan itself originates from a Sodesh Shel Hedjit. So it's not really have Kedusha on the water, therefore there's no Issa Mila if you're Nenim from this Mayan, from this well. What's going to be Yotza Chutzla? So let's say the water goes out of the field, it passes by after the Sodesh Shel Hegdish, then Nenachnami, then Nenim Menu, then even the Chetchila, you'll have to have a no from it. Because the Maisa, the water is not really Hegdish, since it started out from a Sodesh Shachulim. Hamayin Shebekat Shelzov. Let's say you have water in a golden pitcher, which this golden pitcher we're talking about now, this is the one they used to use for Nisach Hamayim and Chag HaSukkos, that used to fetch the water from the Mei Shiluach in a golden pitcher, and they would leave it there, and then the next day they would come and take it and put it into another kli. So this kli itself is not Mekadeshit. Thus the Chiddush over here that this Hamayim share the Kad Shel Zov, and the water is still in the golden pitcher, Le'nenim the Rabbonish don't have a no from it, but V'loin Moilin, if you do have a no, there's no issue Midiraisa, because Midiraisa you're not Makdish it yet. Nitnu B'tzloichas, but later they put it into the small jars, and that they used to use for Nisach Hamayim, then they'll Makdish it, then Moilin Bem, then if you have a no from it, then you'll be over the Issa Mila. Arova, that's the Arova, is used to use or put on the Mizbeach, unless you have Shana Rabba. So Lenenin, you don't want to have a no from it, but if a loy moilin, there's no issa mila either. The Arovus itself. And the reason why there's no issa mila, because really it's not kaidish, it's not really hegdish, therefore there's no issa mila on it. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tzadik Oymer, noisnin hoyim imenu zekenim luvayim. That zekenim used to use it and put it into the luluf. So in other words, there's no issa mila, because it's not really hegdish. I tell the chilu not to have a no. So somewhere in the pshat is because mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu. So therefore, since they're doing a mitzvah with it, it's not considered like having a no from it. Therefore, the zakenim used to take those aravis and put it into the luluf to be yotze with the luluf. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish says, a meilin bekulon. You don't have an istimila in all of it. Avo meilin b'sholosh lukin. Whereas we're going back to when you fill up the water in this golden pitcher. So let's say you put a lot of water in there. So that's what the Mishnah said, you're not over near Samila, he learns, that means if you have more water than Gimalugim, there's no Samila on that. But on the first Gimalugim, there is an Samila. Now that's how much water you have to use for Nisach HaMayim. For Nisach HaMayim, you're supposed to use Gimalugim. So Rashi says it means, Shem Yeis B'Yoisei Kad Shalzov, the golden pitcher, more than Gimalugim. So not over near Samila, only up until Gimalugim's worth, and not more. So, the question is, what do you mean, I'm more? We don't know exactly which water is yes, which water is no. And the Karenari once said, if you nend it from the whole thing, how much money do you have to pay back to Egdish? Like, how much is it called you a gozla from Egdish? So, you only have to pay back the worth of three lugim and not more.